This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Got a much-needed nap yesterday when I went to the movie theater to watch the new Karate Kid.
Oh, no.
It's all right. It's not Karate Kid the original, and I don't think anything ever will be.
I totally forgot you were going to watch that this weekend, and something told me this morning, something, to wear my Throwbra Kai jersey.
You did.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's fine. It's like up there with Karate Kid 2, not as bad as Karate Kid 3.
Okay. Someone did tell me over the weekend, go see the new Mission Impossible. It is what it is. Don't expect too much. Don't expect too little. But it is the kind of movie you have to see that one in the theater.
So let's just say, oh, by the way, and we have to talk about this. The theater, we went to like the 12:15 showing or something. It was It was early, right?
The matinee.
The theater was empty. You could sit wherever you wanted.
Oh, that's not good.
Except we happened to sit in the seats that the only other people who were coming in had ordered. It was a row in front of where we were originally supposed to. But we walked in. There was
nobody there.
There was no one in the theater.
Did they say,
Yes.
Excuse me, those are our seats.
So we
as if there weren't others to pick from.
So T and I go into the theater. There is no one. And I mean, no one.
Right.
And I'm like, babe, I guess we can just sit wherever we want. I mean, we rolled in right at the beginning of the previews.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I guess it's our theater today. And so we sit down. And about 2 or 3 minutes later, this couple walks in. And there is every seat in the theater wide open.
Take your pick.
And she comes up to me and goes, excuse me. And I go, yeah. She goes, you're in our seats. And I looked around.
Did you do the left, the right?
And I go, oh, okay. And she goes, you're in our seats.
Wow.
And I go,
okay, were you dead center, best seat in the theater?
Nope.
No, okay.
Were you dead center?
We were second to last row on the right.
What?
Then why did she care? Now, if you had said to me you were sitting dead center in the row where there's no one in front of you but the bar, you know, the little divider, then I would say, well, they did choose those seats. You know, she was...
Because the angle to the seats right to our
C-14 and C-15,
right.
These are ours. I mean, we could sit somewhere else, but I kind of like sitting in the middle. But this was kind of off the beaten path toward the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some people that have really looked into this and done the deep dive, and apparently it's a secret. I don't know why it's considered a secret, because if you just Google it, it will tell you the answer. But if you sit in the very middle, about two-thirds of the way back, that is where the sound engineers sit when they go in to do their final let's get all the
speakers. Do I look like a sound engineer?
No. But okay. Had you been sitting in those seats and they came in and said, hey, you're sitting in our seats, I would have fully understood because these people are obviously pros at the old movie theater thing.
So anyway, we get back from the theater and we're just sitting around the house watching TV and my phone rings.
Yeah.
For young homeowners to let
Stop
go of the
it.
Things turning them into their parents.
Stop
there we
it.
Go.
All right, who's next?
I've been holding on to these pieces of crown molding because you never know when you're going to need them.
I do, and it's never.
Do it not tell me Dr. Rick called you.
Well.
You have got to be kidding. You've been holding out all weekend to tell me that?
I called you yesterday. You didn't answer.
I thought it was a butt dial because you didn't leave a message. We were out of town.
I never leave messages.
We were out of town. Tell me everything. Do not tell me Dr. Rick called you. Is he coming on the show?
I answered. I know all about it.
Oh, my gosh. You, and with all respect, I'm not saying this in a bad way. You have never scheduled a guest on this show in 13 years. I'm the guest scheduler. I'm the guest getter.
You do it.
And now you have
scheduled my first guest.
And my favorite.
He will be joining us Wednesday at 3:15.
Stop it.
Get on my phone. Okay.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
Empty tubs of butter are for recycling, not for my leftovers.
That's a big one, people.
That's a big one, people.
Did you tell him that I am obsessed with the talking through the bathroom door one?
So here's the craziest thing. So,
just start over. Your phone rings, and then what do you say?
I go, Bill Glass. Did not have that on my bingo card for a Sunday afternoon. And he said, Scott Parks. And he goes, how long has it been? And I said, it's been 31 years. And he goes, between friends, let's not do math today. And I said, okay. He goes, I'm very tired. I just got back from Kansas City because he was at the Big Slick. They raised $4.5 million.
Congratulations. It was incredible.
It was terrific.
It was his first Big Slick, I believe.
Yep. And so anyway, we caught up. And then he's so funny, but he's also so humble. Like I said, I have to talk to you about Dr. Rick.
Yeah, how did you get the job? I would be like, I've got to ask you 1,000 things.
So, and we'll ask him that on Wednesday and you'll find, I don't want to ruin the answers. But anyway, one of the things I said was, I got to be honest with you, Bill. I got to nerd out on Dr. Rick for a minute because every time one of your commercials comes on, I burst out laughing. They're that funny. And I said, but the bathroom one.
Oh.
Tom, when the door closes, so does the conversation.
We could mix and match.
And he was so humble. He goes, is that funny? And I go, honest to God. I go, you're kidding, right? He goes, I don't know when they're funny or when they're not. I go, Bill, they're all funny.
Oh God, you're on a first name basis because you went to college with him.
So he was my journalism school partner.
Yes, so you guys talk it out.
We talked for an hour.
Did you tell him that we play his commercials on the program regularly?
He is well aware, and he loves it.
Dr. Rick, we are thinking sandwiches again for lunch. What should I put you down for?
Oh, boundaries. They can be tough for young homeowners turning into their parents.
Now, I'm either going to go tuna melt or Reuben.
Tom.
They're known for their
Remember,
Reuben.
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
Oh, yes, gotcha. Okay. Looks like the soup of the day is tomato bisque.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents. So. But we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
I could go tuna melt. If you want to go Reuben, we could do a mix and match.
Tom,
you take half of my tuna melt in exchange for half of your Reuben.
So he'll be with us at 3:15 on Wednesday.
I cannot
He's very
believe
excited.
It.
He's very excited.
What did he say about this town, about Big Slick, all of the things?
So his connection to Big Slick is Eric Stone Street.
Yep.
And they knew each other out in Los Angeles, had been friends before Eric Stone Street went to Modern Family. And he goes, and then it was about 15 years ago, Scott, and Eric Stone Street gets this audition and he goes into superstardom and I don't. And so when he left KU, he went back to Chicago. He was originally from Chicago. He went back to Chicago, worked at, is it Second City? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
The famous comedy club. And ended up out in Los Angeles. And he was just going from bit roll to bit roll.
Yep.
He did the Coke Zero taste infringement commercials about 15, 16 years ago. You might remember those. And then he said, and then Dr. Rick came around. And I got the Dr. Rick part. And he goes, ever since then, everywhere I go.
That's it.
It's Dr. Rick. And I go,
there's worse things to be known for.
Right, right. And so he did say that he was aware that you were trying to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
But it was early on, and he said he didn't know if he reached out to us, if it would, you know, cause him some trouble with the Dr. Rick and Progressive and everything. And
well, they're very, very
protective
of that brand, as they should be, to the point that I was told over the weekend the mustache is trademarked. So mm-hmm. if he goes and does anything, even Big Slick, he cannot wear that mustache.
Right.
Hey, snacks and popcorn are going to be expensive. Let's just accept that.
Going to the movies can be a lot for young homeowners turning into their parents.
Bathrooms. Even if you don't have to go, you should try.
We all know where the bathroom is and how to use it. Okay?
You know, the Stevensons told me they save money bundling their boat insurance with Progressive.
No one knows who those people are. It can be painful.
Hand me your coat. There's an extra seat right here.
No. We don't need a coat wrangler.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home, auto, and more with us.
No one who...
Anyway,
so we don't need a coat wrangler.
He's very excited to come on the show.
Oh, congratulations. I'm so happy for the both of us.
We had as soon as I got off the phone, I literally, my first call was to Sam. And I go, you're not going to believe this. I think I just landed us Dr. Rick. And he goes, wow. You know, and I told him, I said, we talked for an hour and just caught up. And I would say 80% of it was just, you know, rehashing old times and catching up. You know, are you married? Do you have kids? You know, he has a son going to the University of Arizona. And we just caught up. It had been 31 long years.
Isn't that crazy?
31 long years. And he was like, is Professor So-and-so still alive? Is Professor So-and-so still alive? And I'm like, yeah, yep. And he's like, wow. And it was like a walkthrough yesterday.
I cannot wait for Wednesday. Cannot wait.
Wednesday at 3:15, Dr. Rick on this show.
From the text line. So you're saying that mustache is a press on?
That's what we're saying.
Press on.
Press off.
When we get back, I spent the weekend in a couple of lovely, lovely small towns. And Sam was so excited to hear about it because you love small towns.
I do.
Like one post office kind of town. Went to the Osceola Cheese Factory.
I'm a frequent flyer of the Osceola Cheese Factory.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. And when we get back, I bought something for the very first time. For the very first time as an adult, I purchased this thing. And the rush that it gave me scared me. And we will talk about that straight ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So the Osceola Cheese Factory in Osceola, by the way, we spent some time in Lebanon over the weekend.
Love me some Lebanon.
Johnny's family.
It's actually Lebanon.
Hit the Osceola Cheese Factory on the way home. It is so popular that I'm walking up and down those aisles, Scott, and I turn around and Nick Haynes with KCPT is standing in the cheese aisle, which is large. It is overwhelming how much cheese they have at the Osceola Cheese Factory.
245 varieties.
He says hello to the both of you. We had a lovely chat in between the jams and jellies and the cheese. And then we headed home. And one of the things we did on the way back, you know, you stopped to gas up or use the restroom or whatever. We went to a small truck stop gas station type of thing. And we go in there and I look down as we're paying and they have all of these scratcher tickets. I've never bought a scratcher ticket in my life. And the one smack dab in the middle that caught my eye, and the reason this caught my eye is you know how much I love Jaws. There is now a Jaws scratcher ticket. It was $5. I go, oh my gosh. We were charging the car outside. I go, I want a Jaws scratcher ticket.
Now, that's a lot for a scratcher ticket, right?
I don't know. I've never bought one.
Five is pretty par for the course. It goes one, two, three, five, and then much larger.
And so the woman at the counter goes, well, I think you should buy one. And I said, well, I do too. So we get back to the car, and I've got this little ticket, and there's five little hidden things at the top, and you take a dime.
Those are your numbers.
And you scratch off the numbers, Scott. And then let's say the number's like 3, 5, 20, 50, 75, whatever. Then below that, on the Jaws shark, there are like 25 or 20 hidden little sharks, and you start scratching off each shark, and if one of those numbers matches one of your numbers at the top, you went up to $100,000. So I'm in the car, and Johnny's laughing. He's like, oh, God, here we go. I start scratching that thing, and I start sweating as I get to the row of the last five because none of my numbers have matched, and I just thought, Sam, well, I'm going to win something. I thought I'd win $10 and I'd go back and get two more. I'd win $100,000. Like, I don't know. I've never had a scratcher ticket.
Oh.
So I start scratching. Oh, I get to the end.
I don't understand. I don't.
None of my numbers match. Uh-huh. I physically felt let down. Like, there, I went, well, none of them matched. And Johnny goes, yep, that's how that works.
Welcome to the scratchers game.
And I go, well, I thought one would match. I mean, give me something. Like, how do they get you to keep coming back?
Exactly.
So we stop. That was on the way down.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
On the way back.
Grabbed another sixer? I mean, what are we doing?
We stop at the Hy-Vee on the way back home, and there those darn things are again.
Huh, I'll be darned.
And I said, oh, I want a Jaws one.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, we're all out of those. Those are flying off the shelves. And I go, oh, well, can I have the display? And Johnny goes, oh, my God, you're like an addict. I said, all right, give me that one. She gives me another one.
Sweetheart, you're sweating and feeling disappointed when you don't win.
We go out to the car. I am so excited. I get my little dime because the first time I think I used a nickel. And Johnny actually goes, it actually works better with a dime. I go, okay.
Now, why do you think that is?
Because it's got the ridges on it.
That's right.
So I do the first five.
So
I get my
quarter.
Numbers. Then there's some bonus on the back. Not a damn one of them match.
Huh.
And then I was annoyed. I go, well, this isn't any fun.
And you wonder how they get you to come back. And yet you went back,
Sam,
when you didn't win.
I had the same exact dopamine rush. It was the exact same thing as when I hear the cards go.
I'm going to disagree with Johnny on one thing.
Yeah.
You're not like an addict. You are an addict.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, we don't live anywhere near a casino. I only go when I go visit my parents in Biloxi.
What?
Well, I'm not driving an hour to go gambling. The casinos are an hour from where we live. 45 minutes. That to me, if I lived up north, it might be a problem.
What town do you live in?
Well, if I have to go like to the Argosy or something,
there's Hollywood Casino up at the Legends.
If I'm on my way to Lawrence, maybe. It's too far away geographically for me to justify getting in a car and going.
I know where you live.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell people where you live. Mm-hmm. The Hollywood Casino is no farther than a 15-minute drive from your condo.
Look at him convincing you to be an addict.
Let's just pretend like it's an hour, because that's an hour, it's too far. So I only go a couple times a year when I go see my parents. Here's the problem with the scratcher ticket.
Uh-huh.
They're in every grocery store. Now, you know I drive a Tesla. I'm never at the gas station. We only went into a gas station
because it was four hours
down the road.
Scratch that
itch. You know, to get home. And so we had to stop to get snacks and, I mean, you know, some cashews and a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Sam.
What is the over-under?
I loved that thing, and I'm down $10. And I'm not saying I'm going to do it again, but there's a story in the stack about it.
You're going to do it again.
That those scratchers can be more addictive or as addictive than going into a casino. And you don't have to go into a casino to get one. You just have to go get some corn nuts and a Diet Coke.
So they sell these little booklets that are little like file folders that you can put all of your, say you play the draw games. You can put your little slips in there for your custom draw game numbers, or you can put the draw game tickets in there, or you can put the scratchers in there.
Okay, well, that's a problem.
What's the over-under?
No.
Looking at 2 weeks until you get your own folder?
No, because once you start buying cabinetry for your addiction, that's a problem.
They all started with one.
Well,
and then one became two.
Part of the problem with the scratcher is you get like 25 chances. And so, you know, okay, the first number didn't match, but then you're scratching. I found myself scratching faster. I was getting excited. Mm-hmm. I had a 9 and one of them was a 19. And I go, no! Ah!
What does that tell you?
And then I was annoyed when I lost.
So I've seen a few thousand scratchers in my life.
Has anyone ever won a big one?
I've had multiple people come in where I'm like, hey, we can't cash this here. You're going to have to take this to the state lottery office.
Oh, God.
So that's a big one.
Yeah. Which some stores will cash that. But if you're willing to cash a large sum, you're just asking to be robbed.
Right.
Because that means you have that much cash on hand.
Please just go to the lottery office.
Yeah, just go to the lottery office. You're good to go. It's very rare. And I will tell you, there is a not so nice term that I have used, and I've heard others use in the past when it comes to scratchers.
And?
Is it a little low rent? Like, if you go to the casino and play poker, you're like a gambler that understands cards, but if you're scratching things off, you just...
It may or may not be referenced as, and I'm not confirming nor denying that anybody that I know has used this term.
Uh-huh.
But it may or may not have been referenced as the stupid man's tax.
Oh, I've heard that about all gambling. And the Powerball, certainly. Yeah. Which I also bought two tickets, I'm not going to lie. Because, so it was $20 over the weekend because I also bought Powerball. And then some ding-a-ling won it. It's not me.
So let me read to you just a couple of paragraphs from a magazine that Sam and I found called Is It Time for an Intervention Magazine?
I made that part up.
Leave it alone, Sam. Leave it alone. And the author writes, before I foolishly started playing way too often, I actually saved money. I'll confess it's a rush buying a ticket and winning $20, maybe $100 or more instantly, usually up to $500 max. Winning $500 is not easy, but it is possible.
Okay.
It's more likely to win a larger amount via the $10, $20, or $30 tickets.
That's true.
You're buying the fives.
Right.
You're playing low.
I'm not spending $30 on a scratcher.
Scratch-offs can be addictive. Odds are you won't win big, and you won't win big often.
However. There is no however. That was just it.
That's the end of the sentence.
That's just it. You're not going to win.
The sentence is ended.
The phones are ringing. If this is your game, oh, it's glorious. But here's the deal. I don't have to go into the gas station. Ever.
The most you're typically going to get off of a $5 scratcher is about $25.
That's five more tickets. Oh, I have a problem.
And the addiction grows. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Is this Dana's song that she dedicates to scratch-off tickets?
Really?
Yep. And they will. They'll get you.
913.
They're going to get you.
586-7798. Can I ask, because you do work at a very well-known gas station conglomerate.
I do.
What is it with, is there a rule when somebody buys a bunch of those tickets, why do they allow them to scratch them off right there at the counter? Shouldn't there be like a desk off to the side where they have to go and scratch?
There is a specific lottery counter.
Oh, man.
And we will never, like, kick somebody out.
Yeah.
They're a paying customer.
But you got, like, three or four people behind them, and everybody just, I got to get to work, and I don't have time for them to scratch off.
I have many, many times said, hey, you're more than welcome to play those in here, but if you wouldn't mind popping over to that counter space over there, that would really help me out. You got a bunch of people behind you that want to be helped as well.
That's a good way to
they,
say it,
they
Sam.
They always comply.
Okay, good. Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So I think part of how they are able to hook people in is the odds of winning, and you can check on the back of the scratcher ticket, is usually 1 in 4, 1 in like 3.95 or something like that. It's incredibly high. And how they get away with that is the winning is often a free ticket. So if you buy 4 tickets all in a row, so you get 4 of your Jaws scratcher tickets, one of those 4 will likely be a free ticket. And so it feeds that dopamine hit of, oh, hey, I won. And it makes you want to go back to buy another one and buy more and more. And I think that's how they hook you.
But you didn't win.
I did not, but I only played 2 times, Mike. Maybe had I purchased 4, we would be having a very, very different conversation.
And you want to purchase 4 in a row, because if you just buy 1 here or 1 there, then you may not be in that exact 4 range. So, yeah, the only way you can guarantee to get that free ticket is to buy 4 in a row. But even then, like Scott said, you're not really winning anything. It's just kind of feeding into that dopamine hit and kind of, I think that's how they get people hooked, is because they think they won, when in reality, no, they just duped you into buying more tickets.
I just won another chance to scratch to learn that I didn't win.
Exactly. Yeah, you just won an opportunity to waste more of your money.
Hmm. All right, Mike. Guys. Always good to hear you.
So, full disclosure, yes, I bought a $5 scratcher on Sunday at the end of my shift because I had a $5 bill in my pocket, and I never carry cash.
Okay.
So when I happen to be leaving said establishment that happens to have all of the varieties of these products, I say to myself, why not waste $5?
Okay.
Might win. And I think I've purchased probably total in my life about 15 tickets, and 8 of those were a streak where I would win and use the winnings to buy more. And I was going pretty well for about 8 weeks, and then I lost. And I was like, well, that was a fun ride.
That was a fun ride.
Jonas in Olathe. Hello, Jonas.
Hello. I won $1,200 off of a $1 scratcher, and they sent me to Topeka.
Okay.
To go get my money. And then they signed me up for the quarterly newsletter that they used to have.
Oh. Did we want to be signed up for the quarterly newsletter?
No, but as a math person, I started looking at where all the winning scratcher tickets were located, and you'd see one in Overland Park, one in Olathe, maybe one in Lawrence, and then small towns, maybe one or two here or there. But Wichita and Topeka, they would have a lot of big winners.
Really?
And that happened quarter after quarter after quarter. And I asked a rep at one of the Price Choppers, she's with the state. I said, why do you guys do that? And she goes, well, they play more down there. And that's always sat on a nerve for me because I used to play the scratchers. And, you know, if the odds are almost nothing, no, thank you.
Well, but are there more winners down there because more people are playing? Or are they flooding winning tickets into areas where there are more players?
I can't speak with authority, but statistically, if you have 30 winners down in those areas every quarter, then that tells me they're doing it knowingly.
Well, but that would be illegal. If you're playing a game of chance, why are you laughing?
I laugh because it's the state. They do what they want, and I called them on it, and now they don't publish those newsletters anymore.
Huh. Well, go ahead.
You know, the plexiglass stands that they have at most of the retailers.
Yeah.
They used to have little slots in there for pick a number, and they also had the quarterly newsletters in there. So I hate to be that person, but I don't trust the state when it comes to that. I've watched it for too many years, and now they're gone.
Okay. I would hope to believe that the state is not breaking the law when it comes to
where they put tickets. That is why the lottery is so heavily regulated.
That's right.
You're not allowed to give the winners to a buddy, or I think this is a good batch, or, you know.
And when you're playing a game of chance, the state could go ahead and ruin their chances of ever raising money through the lottery again by forcing winning tickets into certain cities.
It is possible that more people per capita play in Topeka than here.
I think that's
very
what it is.
Possible.
And statistically, when you have a certain number of guaranteed winners per stack, because there are oodles of regulations surrounding this stuff.
Right.
And so they have to specify in this stack of 300 tickets, there are X number of winners. If you've got people buying 1,000 tickets a day, obviously there's going to be more winners.
Let's go to Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you? Happy Monday.
Same to you.
And yes, I do have your reservation for this coming Friday or Saturday night.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
My thing is this. My uncle used to, he would give me scratch-off tickets for either a birthday present or Christmas presents, and I did fairly well. I know somebody that I think they buy like maybe, you know, 10 or 20 or something like that. And I mean, maybe in a long shot, they'll get maybe a $20 or, you know, $100 or something like that. I myself, I'm a bingo junkie. I play music bingo 3 days a week. And also I play hillbilly bingo also. That is fun.
Oh, I've never heard of hillbilly bingo.
Hillbilly bingo. What's that?
Hillbilly bingo is this. You get a standard deck of cards, and you pay the cover charge or whatever, and then you deal 10 cards to yourself and turn them face up. And then whoever is the caller, usually a DJ or whoever it is, if they call five of spades, five of diamonds, whatever, you turn that over. And if all of your cards are turned over, you yell bingo or hillbilly.
Hillbilly.
Okay.
I actually like that. That sounds like fun.
It does. My uncle kind of joked to me. He says, "Does this involve like moonshine or anything?" I said, "No, you're being funny." But no, Hillbilly Bingo is fun, and then the Music Bingo is even better. I play at three different places. Somebody wants to know about it, they can, you know.
A lot of people, Kurt, do the Music Bingo. You'd be good at it. I mean, they literally play a song, and if you have that song on your bingo card, it's fun.
Jim in Shawnee, you get the last word. Hello, Jim.
Hey, I hate to be judgmental, but small towns and places like Topeka, a little less maybe college educated, throw their money down the toilet. And I'm guessing they're buying more Mountain Dew there, too.
Jim,
it's just one of those.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to disagree with you, but that's going to make a lot of people mad. But I think if you look at cigarettes and lottery tickets, I think if you look statistically, Scott, there is some validity to that argument.
There's a correlation.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Leave it at that.
What about beef jerky?
Oh my gosh, I love beef jerky.
Me too.
It goes with the Osceola cheese.
Did you get the Mountain Dew drop
from
Jim?
Yep, that was something.
They not only sell a lot more Mountain Dew or lottery tickets, but they also sell a lot more Mountain Dew.
Yep, that Cheetos. Is what he said. That is what he said.
Is Mountain Dew more of a rural drink than it is an urban drink?
I don't know. I've never looked at it that way or thought of it in those terms ever.
Probably sell a little bit more chewing tobacco. I don't know if we're going to have time.
Monster Energy, Kyle.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Definitely more chewing tobacco.
We're going to get into this at some point this afternoon. The situation with Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca. Thank you. Who has a missing persons report placed on him and his son.
But he says he's not missing.
In the city of Shawnee. But he didn't show up for today's meeting. But he tells Channel 5, I'm fine. I'm safe. I'll have more to say later. But I can't get into it right now. What is going on?
He has dismissed any notion that he is, quote, missing.
Correct. We'll get into that in just a little bit here on Dana and Parks. So they've announced that Tom Yamas is going to be the new anchor for NBC Nightly News. Says he's excited but a little nervous. Looking forward to the challenge. He's 41. And has been in the business since he was 15. Did I say something wrong?
No. Not at all.
Okay. He takes over for Lester Holt. A California State Parole Board has recommended parole for Patricia Krenwinkel.
Oh, here we go.
A follower of Charles Manson.
It's one of the Manson girls.
For the second time, the decision will have to be approved by the Board of Parole hearings and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who denied Krenwinkel's first parole recommendation. The governor's review process can take up to 150 days. Krenwinkel is 77, serving a life sentence.
It's been 56 years since the murders.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you.
She was involved in the killing of pregnant actress
Sharon Tate
and four others.
I think this matters. Was Krenwinkel one of the perpetrators under the direction of Charles Manson who was just there? Or did she physically take a knife to Sharon Tate and forget there were the LaBianca murders. There was
she was involved in that
the
too.
Folgers. There was the delivery driver kid that was in the driveway. This is just not.
Wow. How do you know this off the top of your
head? Because my brain is a Rolodex of warped crime things.
Krenwinkel admitted stabbing an heiress to a coffee fortune, Abigail Folgers, multiple times on the night of August 9th, 1969, as well as participating in the killings of the LaBiancas the following night. During the LaBianca murders, she infamously wrote Helter Skelter and other phrases on the wall in the victim's blood.
So if you look at her today, she looks like a school librarian,
mm-hmm.
A very old, should have retired probably a couple years ago school librarian. I mean, she's in her 70s. Is she a danger to mass murder once she's let out on the streets? I would say no. But those crimes were so
hideous,
gruesome, mm-hmm. Scott, that Sharon was begging for the life of her child. She was, 9 months pregnant?
That is correct.
You know, I struggle with letting out any of the folks from the Manson murders. It's too awful, too gory, too many victims.
I don't care that she's not a physical threat to other people if she were to get out. My argument is what you did, and you did admit to stabbing Abigail Folger and writing Helter Skelter in the LaBianca's blood on their wall in their home. What you did at the age of 19, when you should have known better, and you did know better, was so heinous and gross and disgusting that I'm not worried about whether you're going to hurt somebody when you get out. You're being punished by us removing your freedom from you for the rest of your life.
And I'll tell you this, she's not going to get out, and here's why. Gavin Newsom has already declined to sign off on her release in 2022, I think it was. He's already said no. So even though this has been green-lighted up to this point, mm-hmm. he would still have to sign off on this. And a full board of parole hearings, board members would all have to sign off on it. He is a politician.
Who has future aspirations.
There is no way he is going to say, I agree, let's let her loose. Not happening.
This is a guy who in the next 3 years is going to run. And we don't talk politics, but this is political strategy. This is a guy who in 3 years, you know this as well as I do, Dana, is going to run for president of the United States. Nothing says you're soft on crime than pardoning a Manson cult member.
Oh, that political ad writes itself.
Yes, it does.
Do you want to trust Gavin Newsom with your children?
Risky.
I mean, it's one of the most infamous murders in American history. I mean, it's just just awful what happened to all of those people. She ain't getting out.
And quite frankly, she doesn't deserve to get out.
I agree.
I mean, these were horrible human beings.
Do we tend to look differently because she's a she?
Probably a little bit. If she was a
knife-wielding maniac that happens to be male and in their 70s, we'd go, hell no, I don't want him living next to me, no.
No,
but she looks like a school librarian.
That is correct. She looks like a grandma.
Well, the influence of Manson makes us look at it differently as well. If had she gone out and just done this without any instruction of a crazy person.
Yeah. By the way, they chose that house. I don't even think they knew who was inside.
You're talking about Sharon Tate?
Yeah, because it was so beautiful, and it, you know, represented all of the things they hated. Wealth, success, all of that stuff.
What was Manson's beef with you know, granted he was crazy, and there's no putting reason to craziness, but maybe I need to do a deeper dive on the Charles Manson murders. Well, I mean, maybe not. But, I mean, why Sharon Tate? Why the LaBiancas? Why the Folger family?
He hated rich people. Wealth, power.
You know, he never killed anyone.
That we know of.
That we know of. He was such a coward, he had other people do the killings for him.
Yeah.
And
He was trying to incite a race war, by the way, Scott. That's what he told the women. That a war was coming between black and white based on...
Okay.
They dubbed that Helter Skelter based on the Beatles song.
Right, I remember. 913-586-7798. We will get into the missing persons report of a Jackson County legislator a little bit later on in the program here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.